Support for this episode of the podcast comes from our patrons at Patreon. Head to patreon.com/chasingearhart to join the chase and become a patron today. Chasing Earhart, the discussion panel, is taking place in just over 2 months on Saturday, July 21st, 2018 in Atchison, Kansas, during the 22nd annual Amelia Earhart Festival. Go to chasingearhart.rsvpify.com. That's chasingearhart.rsvpify.com to reserve your seats for this historic panel event. This episode of the Chasing Earhart podcast contains detailed plot spoilers for Elsewhere, written by project guest Jay Ferber. If you have not read Elsewhere or plan on reading it, please pause this recording and return after you've done so. Listener discretion is advised. On the morning of July 2nd, 1937, Amelia Earhart and her navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean without a trace. Going on 81 years later, all over the world, lie scattered pieces of their puzzle, waiting to be put together. Welcome to the Chasing Earhart podcast.
This one's a female. She's wearing some sort of leather jacket and a pair of gold wings. Wait, there's a name tag here. I think it's Amelia Earhart.
Jay Ferber is a critically acclaimed writer of comic books and television. He has co-created and written such titles as Copperhead, Noble Causes, Dynamo 5, and Near Death at Image Comics, and has worked on such iconic titles as Green Lantern, X-Men, and Superman. He has also written for the TV series Zoo, Ringer, and Star-Crossed, and the animated series Avengers Assemble. On the 45th episode of the Chasing Earhart podcast, Jay joins us via Zoom to break down and discuss his critically acclaimed and wildly popular Elsewhere series, starring Amelia Earhart. In this conversation, we discuss why Amelia was a perfect fit to be the star of this story, and get Jay's thoughts on Amelia's legacy and impact on pop culture in the 21st century. Joining us via Zoom from Southern California is writer Jay Ferber. Jay has worked on multiple comics such as Copperhead, Noble Causes, Dynamo 5, and he's also been part of the Green Lantern, X-Men, and Superman teams. But tonight, he's here to discuss his latest venture, Elsewhere, the wildly popular series starring none other than Amelia Earhart. Jay, your schedule's insane. Thank you so much for giving us a little of your time tonight.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
Now, Jay, for those out there that may not be familiar, can you give us a rundown on your education and your background, please, sir?
Yeah, I've been a comic book writer for almost 20 years now. I started back in the late 90s at Marvel and DC Comics, and after a few years there, branched out to Image Comics to do my own thing and kind of control my own destiny, and have been creating my own series along with a group of really talented artists and collaborators at Image for the past 15 years or so. I also work in television, but comics has always been my passion.
And I think this question may be fun from strictly an imaginative standpoint, especially knowing now what you've gone on to do with her, but what are your earliest recollections of Amelia Earhart?
It's hard to say. I mean, I've always been aware of her, I think, as long as I can remember. I don't recall what my first introduction to her would be. It may have been that great old spooky 70s show In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy. They covered it there, and I always watched that as a kid. But I honestly don't know. Yeah. She's just been something, a person, a phenomenon that I was aware of.
You know, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard a guest say that they first got introduced to Amelia Earhart via In Search Of, we could probably fund this entire project. It's such a legendary show, and we, of course, want to give a very special shout-out to Mr. Leonard Nimoy. May he rest in peace. He was such a major contributor to Earhart lore through that episode, and we thank him for that. So let's dive into Elsewhere, and we'll first give a little exposition on it for those that aren't familiar. Now, first, how did this project fall into your lap, and what in the world was the inspiration for bringing Amelia Earhart, of all people, into the fold for this story?
I think the idea started first. The idea of I had partnered with this phenomenal artist, Sumaya, and I wanted to create something that would really give her a lot of creative freedom in terms of just coming up with incredible visuals. And I wanted to try my hand at a fantasy series. And I'm not much of a fantasy fan. I have a hard time getting into Lord of the Rings and that sort of thing. But I wanted to give it a shot. And I felt like a way to do that would be to have a strong, relatable human character at the center, somebody to be the audience's surrogate, their point of view. And then not long after that, I thought, what if it was Amelia Earhart? What if we're in this strange land and that's where she ended up? Because part of it, frankly, is Amelia Earhart is a known commodity. It's a hook. You say that and people get it, as opposed to me just inventing some fictional character to play that role. This immediately gets people's attention more than if I'd gone another way. So then it was just a matter, you know, then I started diving in, doing some research into her and just learning in more detail just what a fantastic person she was. And it just made it that more exciting, that much more exciting to tell a story about her.
Now, since you're in the driver's seat here and this is your baby, did you, as the writer and the creator of this comic and this story, have a certain amount of creative control over who you wanted to be the POV character and the star of the series?
Yeah. That's one of the things I love about working in Image, is that they have no creative input. It's me and Sumaya, and anything we want to do, we can do. So once I pitched them the book, Sumaya drew the first maybe six pages or so that showed Amelia, and I pitched them the book, and they're like, this looks great, let's do this. There was never any question that it would be Amelia. There was never any argument made for it to be anything else.
Sumaya's art is ridiculous in this series. It's so beautiful. She's created this landscape and this world for Amelia to have this adventure in, and it's immersing. It's almost like a character in itself. Can you talk about what your initial thoughts were when you first saw that artwork, and maybe talk about how that helped your creative process as a writer?
Yeah, it absolutely gave me ideas. And part of it, sort of, her art sort of came first, because when we were casting about for a premise, what we decided to do was that she was just going to do sketches every day of just whatever came into her head and send them to me. And we would see if there was anything there that struck me as something to develop an idea around. And I think one of the things she did was she drew these sketches of these massive chunks of land that were kind of anchored to the ground with these huge chains. And that provided the springboard for, you know, what if there was a world full of that, that people would fly from, you know, chunk of land to chunk of land on these flying creatures. And that, you know, from there we extrapolated who would be in the world, and Amelia came in there, and giving her this kind of immediate natural bond with one of these creatures seemed like a no-brainer, and it just grew from there. So it was all just the art and the story were all kind of tied together from the start.
Okay, we've tagged this episode of the show with a spoiler warning. We're not going beyond the first four issues of the series on purpose. Listeners, you've been warned for the final time. Stop this recording here if you don't want to get the details of the story. I'll even give you a couple of seconds, all right? Okay, Jay, give us the plot, and we'll get into Elsewhere.
Yeah, the basic plot is we start with Amelia having ditched her plane, you know, bailed out of her plane, and she finds herself in her parachute, stranded in a tree, and is rescued by these two humanoid people, for lack of a better word. They seem to speak English. They tell her that they're not speaking English. They're speaking their native tongue. Magically, these people are able to communicate. And Amelia just finds herself wrapped up in this world. And her mission is to find Fred, her navigator. Somehow got separated. So she wants to find Fred and then get home. And so over the course of the first issue, they look for Fred and wind up not finding him. They wind up finding another famous missing person connected to the world of aviation, the legendary skyjacker D.B. Cooper, found himself trapped in this world. And then he and Amelia team up to try to both find Fred and find a way out of this world at the same time, coming up against Lord Kragan, who is this evil overlord of this place they're inhabiting. And so they kind of get wrapped up in this kind of resistance against this evil tyrant.
Now, you just dropped a major plot point where you mentioned D.B. Cooper. I'm sure fans of Chasing Earhart will know D.B. Cooper, will know that story. But I gotta ask, how did that idea come to you, and what was the catalyst for you wanting to marry these two characters, so to speak, one a legend of aviation and one a notorious hijacker. That's a really interesting way to turn.
Yeah, it just the key to it, I think, is that wherever they are, the strange world operates in a different time, so that Emilia and DB disappeared in different decades, obviously.
Right.
But they both wind up here at about the same time. DB's been there a little bit longer than her, but not much. And it just felt right to me. I don't recall where the idea initially came from. I think part of it was when I hit on Amelia Earhart, the next logical question is, okay, are there going to be other famous people here? And if so, who? And the fact that DB also jumped out of a plane, I thought made sense, and it just felt right. And whereas Amelia is very well documented, and we know what kind of person she was, D.B. Cooper's a blank slate.
Yeah.
No one really knows what he was like. I mean, aside from the people who interacted with him in that brief skyjacking. So I was able to kind of reinterpret him as kind of a lovable rogue. That, yes,
yeah,
he is a thief, but he's not a bad guy, per se. And so he just brings a lot of levity to the story as well, because Amelia is so sort of forthright and honest and full of integrity, and DB is not. He's kind of out for himself, and so Amelia kind of inspires him to be a better person, all the while he kind of fights against that by making fun of what a goody two-shoes she is.
Yeah, and this is where that creative liberty sort of comes into play that we talked about earlier. You can certainly use that to build on this blank slate that is DB Cooper. He is such a mystery. And you can play with that as a writer. It's like the old Marvel What If comics in that way. You get to sort of imagine what it would be like if Amelia Earhart and D.B. Cooper knew each other, and what they would think of each other. How would they interact? The possibilities are endless.
One thing I want to point out, because I know that your listeners are history buffs, we consciously made a choice with D.B. I know that it is not factually accurate. He introduces himself to her as D.B. Cooper. And I know... really, the note he wrote said Dan Cooper, and it was misread as DB. So
right.
He would never introduce himself that way. But dramatically, we needed him to say that to land the punch of who he was at the end of that issue. So don't tear me up, history buff.
You know, I'm reading through the first issue, and I certainly didn't expect the turn. I didn't see it coming. I thought it was going to be Fred Noonan, and she came across at the end of issue one, and they would then spend the rest of that arc trying to get home together. So D.B. Cooper, for me, was a surprise that hooked me. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about research. We've had so many authors on the show, but we've never had anyone that writes for comics. And I know that when an author writes a book, they sometimes do years of research before they ever sit down to write. I'm sure in your case it was a bit different, but can you discuss that part of the process when it comes to writing for Elsewhere?
It wasn't very deep, I got to admit, mainly because I'm not telling the story of her life. You know, I just needed the broad strokes of what kind of person she was, because this is so obviously fictionalized. So I just read online. I mean, I don't even remember what site. Obviously, I started at Wikipedia and then kind of fell down a rabbit hole. But it was just about the basics of her marriage and exactly, you know, how close she was with Fred and what kind of upbringing she had. I know she had a sister. So it was just stuff like that, little touchstones I could use to build her out a little bit. But she's very obviously a fictionalized version of the real person.
How has the response been for this? I know that the first four issues were released, and then the graphic novel collection for that on January 3rd. And then we have the second set of issues being released now, with that collection being released as a graphic novel in August. What has the reception been like for the Elsewhere team?
It's been great. It's been really great. I mean, people seem to love the book, the people who are reading it, and I'm getting letters from people who have never written a letter to a comic book before. A lot of women who are discovering it and really are, I think, taken with our portrayal of Amelia and just kind of the high adventure spirit of the book. So we're really pleased with the reception. And I think that with the upcoming trade paperback collection, I'm hoping we're going to find a whole new audience, Bob, because that appeals to a whole different segment of people who don't go to the comic shop every week.
Jay, I think you'd be the perfect person for this question. And the question is, when it comes to pop culture, because you're so immersed in that, that's what you do, that's your field, can you speculate as to what makes Amelia Earhart have the staying power that she has? She's, you know, in the famous Star Trek episode back in 77, and then there's multiple movies been done about her, there's been cartoons, there's been TV shows. There's action figures. They just released the Barbie. Now you have Elsewhere coming out. What is it about Amelia Earhart that resonates in pop culture?
I think it's this unique alchemy of just what an inspiring person she was to begin with, coupled with the tragic mystery of what happened to her. I mean, yeah. She would be a noteworthy person even if she had completed that flight or not completed it and landed safely halfway through it and lived the rest of her life in peace. She would still be noteworthy because of what a pioneer she was. But yeah. to go out on such a sad, mysterious note, I think, just ratchets her up. And I think part of it also is that she was such a trailblazer and so far out ahead of gender roles and female empowerment and all these things that women are unfortunately still fighting for and struggling with. She was kind of leading the charge decades ago, which I think is also inspiring.
Yeah.
So there's just so many things. She's a true American legend in every way you think about it.
You know, it's interesting. Earlier this year, you gave a talk at the Amelia Earhart Library in North Hollywood where you discussed Elsewhere and you talked Amelia Earhart with folks. What's happening to you is sort of unique because you're approaching it from this particular standpoint as a comic writer. And now you're being asked to give talks and discuss Earhart on different platforms. What has that been like for you? I can imagine you never figured that as part of the deal when you got into this project. Did those thoughts ever cross your mind?
It didn't. I mean, I was just setting out to tell another story like I always do. And this is the first time I've really written something involving a real person. So that has something to do with it, obviously. There is such a segment of the population who are, rightly so, fascinated with this woman. I mean, as you remember, right around the time we launched the book, that History Channel special was also in the air, which I couldn't have asked for better guerrilla marketing because it put Amelia Earhart back on everybody's lips right around the time it was launching. So it is just a weird kind of confluence of events.
Now, I know there is a second part of the series. There's a continuation. The first four issues are not the end. Can you talk a little bit about that second arc? Just give a really brief overview of what happens in that second arc.
Yeah, there is a second arc that expands the world. We Amelia leads kind of an expedition on this sort of quest that will take us out of the immediate kingdom that they've been in for the past four issues. And we'll get to expand this world and see just other creatures, other life forms, other landscapes. It's going to really open things up in a great way. It'll be another four issue arc and turn over some new cards for some of the characters and some of the mysteries.
And are there plans to continue the Elsewhere series and continue Amelia's adventures after that second arc concludes?
We're going to at least 12. Whether we go past 12.
Oh, great.
So there'll be three story arcs, three kind of made up of four chapters each.
A trilogy, sorry.
Yeah, trilogy, exactly. And hopefully more. But at the very least, we'll get to 12 and have a nice trilogy, as you said.
Jay, I appreciate you sitting in on the podcast today. Real quick before you get out of here, can you tell everybody where they can follow you online?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. That's where I'm most active, and it's just my name, at Jay Ferber.
All right, that'll do it. Jay, I really appreciate you sitting in on the podcast tonight. Like I said, you have an insane schedule, so thank you for taking the time. You've been a great project guest with the shooting of the documentary and then now doing the podcast. So I really appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Chasing Earhart podcast, part of our Legacy Retrospective series. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Come back to ChasingEarhart.com each week for another new podcast. While at ChasingEarhart.com, visit our archives and our blog to hear all of the past episodes and interviews with guests such as Brad Meltzer, Tom Vinson, Candace Fleming, Jessica Cox, Abigail Harrison, and Shasta Ways. You can also hear interviews with representatives of all of the relevant hypotheses regarding the disappearance of Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan, such as Tom King, Dick Spink, Gary LaPook, Rick Gillespie, Andy Sherrill, and more. Also at our site, you can find hundreds more posts, project updates, and much more information regarding the life and disappearance of Amelia Earhart. The Chasing Earhart podcast is a show without any sponsors or ads. We rely on support from listeners like you to keep the Chasing Earhart project operating. You can donate to the show, and as our thank you, receive bonus podcasts, merchandise, and advanced opportunities for Chasing Earhart events. Find a full list of available shows and rewards at patreon.com/chasingearhart. You can also follow the project on social media, where our team posts all of our shows, news, and project information, and that hashtag is @chasingearhart. The Chasing Earhart podcast is produced by Vanessa Williamson and edited by Tom Myers. Podcast music is provided by Dane Schmidt, and narration is done by Chris Williamson. The opinions on Chasing Earhart are those of the individual guests and may not reflect those of Chris Evan Films Incorporated. Chris Evan Films Incorporated is not affiliated with the films or clips referred to herein. All movie clips and audio used in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of historical education, and no infringement is intended. The Chasing Earhart podcast is an exclusive trademark of Chris Evan Films Incorporated and may not be used without the express written consent of Chris Evan Films Incorporated. All rights reserved. The Chasing Earhart podcast is a Chris Evan Films production. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.